For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. A nonprofit that supplies clean water around the world is based in Charleston. Water Mission has long-term projects in the African Sahara, hurricane-ravaged Caribbean, and earthquake-stricken Asia. A year and a half ago, they decided to help somewhere closer to home, in South Carolina. And they had just the right machinery to do it.
So this is sort of our innovation department you're in right now.
Seth Womble is with Water Mission, a Christian engineering nonprofit focused on providing clean water to developing countries. Nearby is a series of purification models currently being tested.
We're trying to simulate what it would be like in a developing country with different source water contaminants, and also long-term operation.
Water Mission has worked in 53 countries to restore access to clean water. Primarily, they choose to start projects in areas recently devastated by a disaster.
An outbreak of cholera has struck Haiti 9 months after a devastating earthquake. More than 100 people have died, and more than 1,000 have become sick.
That's a report from NPR's Robert Siegel in October of 2010. Back then, Water Mission rushed to Haiti knowing less access to clean water meant a higher risk for a public health crisis like cholera.
The Haiti earthquake, and there was so much infrastructure of water destroyed that it was already a water emergency. There was a lack of water to begin with. The disaster just created more of a lack of safe drinking water.
The organization also works in Nepal, Malawi, and Peru, working to bring sustainable access to clean water. For one of the first times in the group's history, the list now includes an American city, Columbia, South Carolina.
Honestly, it was a little surreal. I'd just been back from Nepal earlier that summer with the earthquake.
Womble says the organization generally avoids intervening in U.S. water crises, given the other safety nets available. Bottled water, access to transportation, plus organizations like FEMA or the Red Cross. When the historic flood struck the Soda City in October of 2015, rising waters broke the levee holding back the Congaree River. At the same time, sinkholes and collapsing roads caused underground water lines to break. The result was immediate. Around 40,000 people were left without water to flush their toilets, use the shower, or turn on the sink. Despite their history, Water Mission realized they had just the right equipment to help. So that's what they did.
So it just happened to be that we're in South Carolina, we started there first, and we were ready to go.
Near the center of Columbia, a patch of grassy land was dotted with blue swimming pools, hoses, and 20-foot-long soft-shelled tanks. Each was a component of the reverse osmosis system used to decontaminate the water. Each day, Water Mission was able to purify 10,000 gallons of water. Air Force veteran and Columbia native Bob McNaughton helped organize all this for Water Mission. McNaughton's been volunteering with the group for years. In fact, he and his wife spent a year in East Africa with them before the flood happened in Columbia.
We would have never thought that we would have needed to do this here. I mean, we were blown away. We came back in August and talked about our great water, and then sure enough, we had water crisis.
He worked to set up distribution sites all around the city as well. In the process, McNaughton was able to talk to a lot of people who were hurting. He says they were clearly relieved to have someone to confide in.
Some of those tears and some of that was a combination of struggles. It was a struggle of lack of safe water at that time, but it was also a lack of just feeling like people don't know how bad I'm hurting.
He says it's something special to be able to lend a hand right in your backyard.
It was hard 10 days that we got involved in it, but it was a great 10 days.
In 2005, the group worked in several communities in Mississippi to restore wells following Hurricane Katrina. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.